Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Wildlife Division Chief Jeb Williams. Today we're going to talk deer lottery. We have some good news this year.
Yeah, as many licenses as we've had available for deer hunters since 2011. So that's definitely some positive news. We've been slowly increasing the last several years. The good news is there, we've had increases. They haven't been large increases, been pretty conservative with deer numbers in attempts to try to build some numbers back up on the landscape where we've been pretty low. And this year we saw some pretty good numbers due to some aerial surveys that we were able to conduct, and just felt that it was a good opportunity out there to be able to increase some opportunity out there for folks where there are some pretty good deer numbers on the landscape.
How many more licenses this year than last year, Jeb?
We have just a little more than 10,000 licenses available than we did last year, so right around 65,000 licenses available. And so that's like I said, last year we were right around that 55,000 mark, and so we think that there is room for some more opportunity, and most of the increase came from a handful of different units, but across the board there's some minor increases across most of the units throughout the state. And so but again, a lot of that was attributed to the ability this year to pretty much fly the entire state as far as winter deer surveys. And being able to fly the entire state is always a little bit of a double-edged sword. On one hand you have enough winter on your hands to be able to fly and get a good count of deer with that good adequate snowpack, but then on the other hand, just because of that snowpack that you're able to get, you also know you're dealing with a little bit of winter. And so in some areas we even had to back off numbers a little bit just because of the positive numbers we saw when doing those surveys in February and March, and then having a little bit of a late winter stretch and a few storms in some areas where we had to use the art, I guess, when we talk about wildlife management, the art and science. Had to use that a little bit to back off maybe a few of the increases in some areas just because of those late storms.
In addition to the aerial deer survey, there's some other ways to come up with the number of licenses we hand out this every year.
Yeah, again, so talking about just wildlife management in general, obviously the art and science comes into play, and so our science portion is usually fairly easy, fairly straightforward, I guess, as far as your aerial deer surveys. That's always a wonderful tool when we can use that, but again, it does require around 12 inches of minimum snowpack on the ground to be able to accurately count deer. Our harvest survey is another scientific method that's used that's something that we have every year. That's a consistent method to be able to gauge success rates out in the field, and that's a very good indicator of the deer population. And then we also have some other tools that are very helpful as far as field staff goes, and then also hunter observation surveys that they can fill out too that goes into what they're seeing in the field. And then just the art portion of it as far as what the public can tolerate, what they're seeing out on the landscape, visiting with folks at public meetings, depredation reports. Obviously that is a responsibility of the department to not only manage deer for the fall, but also manage deer during the non-hunting season as well when landowners are having to deal with deer problems. So that's something we all take those things into account and trying to set deer numbers from year to year.
Okay, how are our whitetail populations doing?
Well, the ability to survey this year showed us that in most parts of the state they're doing better, and in some parts of the state they're doing pretty well. And so any time we can do that aerial survey, it definitely is probably some of the best scientific information that we can gather. In looking at that, since we've been doing it for 60 years, you have that comparison from different years, and like I mentioned before, it's not something we're able to do every year, but it usually averages out that we can do the entire state every 4 to 5 years, and then probably 20 to 25% of the state, probably consistently every year based on snowpack. So overall, numbers doing well, and we're able to increase some opportunities in most areas of the state as far as whitetail hunting opportunities.
Okay, let's move into mule deer populations.
Yeah, mule deer populations, we're just finished our spring survey here, and you know, numbers not quite as good as last year, but the numbers have built up enough these last several years where we're pretty comfortable still offering some opportunities, some additional opportunity in those units where those numbers are doing well or even a little better than last year. And like I said, overall our mule deer survey was down just a bit from last year, but you know, a few bright spots, 4A for example, you know, adding being able to add antlerless tags to that mix this year is a good thing. That's been the first year since we've eliminated any antlerless harvest in our mule deer units back a handful of years ago. So that's showing that there's recovery up there, and that's good. I mean, it was slow to come, but numbers are definitely have definitely rebounded there. So we're looking at some increases there, as well as in, you know, 3B1, 3B2, the northern mule deer badlands units, where we do have some CWD issues up in that area where our CWD management actions call for being a little bit more aggressive with you know, with the deer numbers in that area to try to manage at a little lower deer density.
What's our overall management goals for deer?
Well, each we set those on 5-year period, and next year that five year period is up, and so we'll visit with the public again and, you know, look at numbers and do that process all over again. But to answer your question, is 75,000. That was the goal, and that's all it is. Is just you know, we try to put out maybe what we feel is a realistic goal based on discussions with the public and what previous harvest was in certain areas. And I'm not sure if we're going to get there or not. You know, we certainly had a nice bump this year where we felt we could have some opportunities, increased opportunities available, but we'll have to see for another year if we get there. But again, it's not something that you know, that we're holding ourselves to that standard of having to get there. It's just a goal, and if we get there, good. If we get beyond that, good. But if we don't meet it as well, that's you know, that's also understandable too.
There are some strategies for hunters to better their odds as far as being drawn for a tag. What are those strategies?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously for the antlered section, a person has to do a little shopping around. Yeah. At some specific units that are a little easier to draw in than others, and those do exist out there. If a person is simply worried about hunting, about deer hunting, putting in antlerless as your first choice is definitely something that that is going to increase your odds significantly, if not guarantee your success. And so, yeah, so those two different opportunities exist for individuals, both in the antlered and then especially in the antlerless portion of our deer licenses.
Okay, you just mentioned chronic wasting disease up in the Northwest. Any regulation changes this year, Jeb?
Yeah, with the additional two units in the Northwest now added due to chronic wasting disease, it's been traditionally for the last 10 years, we've had 3F2 as our only CWD unit. Now we have 3A1 and 3B1, and so there are some changes in place up there, some transportation restrictions, and that, of course, transportation restrictions, that's also a good reminder about coming from out of state as well. As far as any time you're coming from from an area out of state that has CWD, that those restrictions are in place, and really what we're looking for there is we don't want the spinal column or the brain tissue coming back into North Dakota or coming into a different area in North Dakota where CWD is on the landscape within our state. And so our CWD proclamation outlines all those different things. I really encourage people to look on that and get the information, and if they have any questions, feel free to call us. We'll be glad to help them through the process. We understand it does add a little bit of an inconvenience to folks as far as their way they maybe would process and take care of a deer and those different types of things, but we definitely feel it's our responsibility to look after the future of deer in North Dakota, and chronic wasting disease is a serious issue that we have to approach in a very aggressive way.
When is the deadline for the 2019 lottery?
Wednesday, June 5th. So people can mark that on their calendar, and you know, anytime you can do it ahead of time is good too, so it doesn't jam up the whole system and that type of thing when we have a bunch of people on there at the last minute. But Wednesday, June 5th at midnight.
A lot of good information, Jeb. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Applicants for regular deer gun, youth, and muzzleloader seasons can apply online through the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov or call 800-406-6409. The deadline for applying is Wednesday, June 5th. For Wildlife Division Chief Jeb Williams and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.